You again, man. We have had a pet band, a kids chorale, string instruments. It's all here, right? I mean, every week, you never know. Let me share with you this year's theme verse for our vacation Bible school, and it's found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. And Peter writes this: His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and His goodness. Let's pray. Father, we love You and we thank You for this time where we come together, Lord. To Your word, we seek You, Your face, Your power, Your strength. And as we hear this morning and hear a special testimony from Brother Tim Shaw, and Father, as we just bathe in the worship of this hour, God, I pray that You would speak to each and every person here and in a new way and in a new light, that as we leave, we are more equipped and more resemble Jesus Christ in this world. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in this verse, Peter says several things, but a couple that absolutely stand out. And he tells us this, that God's divine power, meaning it can only come from Him, and He has given us everything. That word everything is an absolute statement. In fact, when the New Testament refers to the flood of the Old Testament, they use that exact same Greek word when they say everything was destroyed. I mean, it was all submerged. Well, Peter uses that same words to say everything you need for life, God's power is sufficient, and He has given us. And he says that we need it for life. Now, the one thing that Peter knew and understood is he had walked with Jesus, that he had ministered, but as he had disappointed Christ, as he had stumbled, as he had fallen, as he had had many difficulties in his life, he realizes life isn't always exactly like we think it's going to turn out. It's not always what we desire. It's sometimes not even what we want, and it's certainly not always what we had hoped for. But Peter tells us this, even in those times, everything that we need for this life is found in the power that He gives to us. Amen? With that being said, I want to begin an introduction to Brother Tim Shaw, who's going to be sharing in just a moment with us. Tim, give you a little bit of background information. I know many of you already know, and we had a sports theme this year, as you can tell here at Vacation Bible School. Tim was a stellar football athlete throughout his life and played football, college ball, at Penn State. Had an incredible career there. And in 2007 was drafted to the Carolina Panthers, where he was able to play at the highest level in the National Football League. And after a few seasons, he finally got right with God, and in 2010 became a member of the Tennessee Titan organization. Amen? All right. And while with the Titans, Tim, throughout 2010 all the way through 2012, played ball here in Nashville and reported back to camp for the next season. And it was at that time where his strength and conditioning coach realized that Tim had just lost a little bit of strength, a little bit of speed, and I believe a little bit of weight as well, and I had encouraged him to go back and to seek the doctors in his hometown. And that began a new process for Tim and a new battle, as Tim was diagnosed at that time with ALS. And it was through that and through how God is using Tim today that our lives actually crossed. Tim was a keynote speaker at an event where Baylor, my son, was given an award, and Tim spoke and shared an incredible message. But not only did Tim, but the other people, his strength and conditioning coach shared that night, and others, and everyone who spoke about Tim all said the same thing. They had never seen an athlete to work as hard as Tim worked. And then those sharing testimony following that, I know that's carried through to his new battle, everything that he faces today, and he'll share more. Probably what touched me the most, though, it was a huge venue that we were at. I mean, it was massive. And following the last event of the evening, you can imagine the people were crowded around, and you know, news teams and everything. And so we had a sea of people around Baylor. But Tim, and I know it was very difficult for him at that time too, stood up and walked all the way over and said, you know, I wanted to walk over here to talk to Baylor, and I wanted to stand to meet him and to shake his hand, and just touched us in a special way. And I know he'll touch you as he comes at this time to share as well. So, Brother Tim, thank you for coming.
Wow. I just want to thank you for having me. And Pastor, you had that pep band over here. I know that was just for me because typically I have a band following me everywhere. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't mention, Tim, you're actually the honorary captain for the Titans this previous season where they had an incredible run. And I know a huge part of that was you being a part of their team and program and the inspiration that you gave to them as well. But certainly the pep band was both you and the VBS today. So
I will share it with them. I think I wonder if I could just share a little bit of desperation with you all. See, on my way here, and actually last night, I wondered to myself, will this be the last time that I speak publicly? Have you ever thought that today might be the last time that you do something? And I don't say that to be morbid or to live out of fear. But what I want is for you to live with an urgency towards God. See, because I am 34 years old. I feel like Benjamin Button. I've lived like 80 years. See, I thought that my life would look differently. But man, God has given me so much. I am so thankful. Yet, I continue to lose things, such as my ability to speak clearly. And I'll tell you, this is my first time doing a public appearance in my worship. I typically would stumble up here and fight the walk. But I had a big day yesterday, so I'm tired. And that's humbling. But I wonder if you're living with a desperation for God, with the belief that today is the most important day. And would you wake up and ask God, what is it today, God? What is it today that you have me do? That's how I live right now. I get up and I say, all right, God, I only have so much. What is the most important thing that you want me to do? And if nothing else, I want you all to hear that today, because, hey, I've been there. I've been where people think is the top of the world, making $1 million in front of 100,000 people, living every boy's dream. And now I sit here, and I'm going to blow your mind with this. I am better off today than I was then. So, let's start with that.
Amen. That's a pretty big intro, amen. Tim, I guess just a few questions. You know, when you initially found out that you had ALS and I guess began to study what that meant, what was your response? How did you respond to that?
You know, there was a sequence of emotion that really took place over the course of about a year. But, you know, initially it was denial. and then anger and sadness, and then some acceptance. But initially, it was just devastating that could possibly be true about me. So I refused to believe it for a while.
You know, I know we have in this crowd today those who are diagnosed with terminal cancer, possibly ALS and other diseases, MS. What do you say to them? What has God taught you through this? And you know, as you face this, and since you've been diagnosed, that you would share to some of them who are here?
There is so much that God has shown me, but more than anything, full reliance on Him. And you know, I thought I had been to places where I was reliant on Him before, but the more I lose, the more that He is all I have. So what I would say to people in a difficult situation, facing something that appears hopeless, I would just say, God is everything you need, just like that verse in 1 Peter said. He is, and I promise you, if there was something else better, I would go with that. but there isn't. He is it, and He gives me peace. So I would just say that I would encourage people to change their expectation and just live with a daily desperation for God. And if we do that, if we live with a daily longing for God, the disappointment goes out the window, because all I want is God today. All I want is Him today. So if I can't think about 20 years from now, and I'm not saying don't plan, don't save. I'm just saying God is all you need. And if I'm seeking Him, then I know things will work out.
Amen. What, you know, I know we've gone through difficulty in our life too, and you know, you get asked that question often, what's it like, what keeps you going? But I guess another way to ask it too, because there's always those times where, because we're human, we want to quit. I mean, nature just tells us, hey, throw in the towel, quit. What is it that keeps you driving? And one thing I hear about you from people other than yourself so often is that he just keeps going, he keeps driving. I'm sure mom and dad on the front row, by the way, Tim's parents are with him this morning joining us, I'm sure they would echo that he just keeps going, keeps driving, keeps giving. What is it that keeps you from quitting?
I mean, first of all, let's just say it. Life is hard, man. Life is hard. Not just for me, life is hard for everyone. And the first thing, hey, by the way, God knows that. And He wants us to lean on Him. So first of all, just admit it. It's hard. I need help. What drives me to keep going? I believe that God is not done with me. Why am I here today? Why am I sitting here talking to y'all? I don't know, but God has something to say. God has something to do. And not because I play for the Titans. God has something to do for you too. See, if you're still here, if you're still going through something, there's a point to it. It might be for you to show someone else the way. It might be for you to let someone else help you. It might be just have a conversation, just be with someone. I don't know, but for me, I know there's more. I have this desire in my heart for more. I believe that's from God.
Now, I know we have an incredible stage through Baylor's injury to share often, and it pales in comparison to the stage that you have, the audience, those who look to you and follow you. And our experience has been people are surprised that we've turned to God, and it's almost like the world says, well, shouldn't you turn away from God? I mean, you had this career, you had all these things, and then it's taken. If God is a loving God, then, you know, why would he let that happen? I know we all struggle with that, but what do you say to people that, you know, you've turned to God?
I love this question, because it's the first one you ask yourself. Mm. All right, God, if this is it, why? Why should I claim you? And here's what I always come back to. Who gave me life in the first place? Who made me 6'2", 235 pounds, and full of muscle, and could run like the wind, and hit everything that moved on the football field? It wasn't me, by the way, it wasn't me. God did that. And so, the way I've always believed is that you can't take the good without the bad. I can't praise God for the good thing and curse him for the bad thing. Life is not fair, we don't understand it. But God is faithful, and through my life, he has proven to be faithful. God has showed up for me more times than I can remember. And so all I have to do is think about that. And I know that there's no other way.
We got here this morning, you saw him on the stage, crawling all over the place. There's a lot of young folks here today as well. You may can't see them, they may have to sit in their parents' laps, but what's your message to children today as they go into this world just wide-eyed, and what's that message to them?
Hey, kids.
Y'all can wait, by the way. Where you at, kids? Where you at? There you go. All right.
Number one, be yourself. Be who God made you to be. Don't try to be like someone else. There's only one you, there's only one me. So be yourself. And second of all, always strive to know God. Those are two things. I believe they go together, because the more that you know God, the more that you know that you should be yourself. And the more that you be yourself, the more you want to know God.
Amen. He is the creator, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're doing really good on time. That's rare at Northside.
And Pastor David Long-winded?
No, it's the musicians. They always go long.
Oh.
Sometimes we let folks pray and they go forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always. Tim, my T1, would you be okay if we just allowed a couple of the kids to just ask a couple questions? If there's someone who has a question, or really anybody that just has a specific question for Tim, I'll give you just a moment. Just raise your hand, and you'll have to. Well, it's way back there. Belt it out. I believe it's Gabe. Thank you. Tell about when you came to know Christ.
I praise God that I grew up with parents who modeled a relationship with God, and they showed me what that looked like. So I had one of those early, 9, 10 years old, where I gave my life to God. But I'll tell you, more than that, when it became real for me. was when I got to college. I'm 19 or 20 years old. I was away from home. No one making sure I was at church on Sunday. All the freedom in the world. I had to decide for myself, is this what I believe or is this just what my family believe? So it was there that at Penn State that I really dug into who God is and decided that that was for me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Great testimony to a godly mother and father. Amen. Maybe one more. Is there anyone? How's your shot? Give you just a couple seconds. Anyone? I need a hand to go up. I hear. Okay, fire away. Did you hear that?
The toughest thing that I struggle with is my pride. Because I look at myself in the mirror and I'm not who I used to be physically. And I hear my voice, and I don't sound like what I think I should sound like. And that's all pride. So when you're struggling, the first thing you need to do is put your pride to the side. And I have to ask for help about 100 times a day. And I'm like, Mom, scratch my head. So first of all, don't be afraid to ask for help. And you know, I think oftentimes we pray to God, why would you help me? And he's like, yeah, I gave you a family. I gave you a friend. I put people around you who are there to help you. And that's an extension of God. So just reaching out to people and allowing them to help me. Really builds them. Really helps me be stronger, both mentally and physically, allowing people to assist me or to build me up. I would say I've learned how to talk to God. When you can't move, you learn how to pray. There's a lot of distraction, but when you're stuck in one position, you learn how to pray. So my advice, learn how to pray and ask for help.
I don't know, some of you I'm sure realize, and others, many probably don't, but for Tim to be here today, there's no telling how early your day started today, but I know it was in the wee hours. Just to be here and to come and to share, I know you're going to be exhausted when you leave, and it may take a day to recover, but we so thank you that you are willing to come, and we acknowledge what an effort that was for you to be with us today, and we just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. Mm-hmm. Tim, I know you're an incredible encouragement, not only to the 800 people here today, but you're out there on football fields and in locker rooms, and just you're an incredible inspiration to many people. How can we help and support you. And I know you have a great cause with ALS. And if you could just share a little, what can we do for you? What can this body do?
It's a great question. And really, my answer is your prayer. For me personally, your prayer for strength. I encourage the face what is ahead of me every day. And then for you, what I want is for you to do something, not for me, but find something in your life that you want to change and change it and do it. I don't want you to go home today with an emotional response. I want you to do something, to change something, to see something that you want to help with. Pick someone that you need to spend time with. Just something. I want the movie to action. Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to join together and just have a word of prayer. And Tim, I'd like to just pray for you and for your family, and then I'll have some other words. But let's pray. Father, we do love you, and just we thank you for your blessings. It's so easy to say thank you and we love you when we're healthy, when everything's going right in our lives, when everything's on track with the way we had assumed and designed it. But Father, it's something else to give you thanks and praise and glory when our life isn't what we anticipated or assumed it to be. It's not where we thought we would be. But Father, we give you praise always because you're always the same. Brother Tim said, you knit us together in our mother's womb. You knew every moment of our lives before one came to be. And we give you thanks in that and glory and praise. And Father, I pray for Tim. I pray you will continue to give strength to his voice, that he can share your message of hope through all circumstances throughout this world. God, as you give him this new platform, no longer maybe suiting up and taking a football field to play, but putting on a mic and sharing of your love and your grace, I pray you'll take his message, you will use it, and you will multiply your kingdom through it. And we ask this in Jesus' name.